Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
This time next week, believe it or not, the voters will be heading to polling stations right across the country, and we've Storm Bert incoming, so the parties are blitzing the campaign trail in the coming hours. Our reporter Una Kelly joins me now in the studio. So Una, there has been an awful lot of talk about the potential impact of Donald Trump's trade policies on Ireland, and we had Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald earlier on this programme saying that we need to be careful at this point of not talking up a doomsday scenario. So how does that tee up with the other parties and what they have been saying?
Well, of course, Claire, earlier in the week, Micheál Martin was here with you where he warned that all parties may have to essentially revise promises made in manifestos should the economic situation change at all. And Fine Gael Simon Harris, over the past few days, has been repeatedly warning about preparing for a possible transatlantic trade shock. Now, Mary Lou MacDonald today here with you said that she pointed out Trump has been in office before and corporate tax receipts grew then, but did say we can't count on that and have to be aware of risks, but not talk about a doomsday scenario. She added there shouldn't be an automatic assumption of negativity or conflict over the economy with President Trump. And she also said that Sinn Féin's proposals are balanced, sensible, and have taken account of risk, and said that the best way to mitigate risks is invest in infrastructure like housing.
Now, I think it's fair to say the sniping between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil has cooled off a bit, but Simon Harris on Morning Ireland a little earlier was, I think fair to say, avoiding giving a straight answer as to whether he'd be happy to be Taoiseach under Micheál Martin if Fianna Fáil win more seats.
Yeah, he was very quick and very firm to say that he doesn't answer hypotheticals and said that he's focusing on maximising Fine Gael's seats. And when pressed on whether he'd be happy to serve as Taoiseach under Micheál Martin, he said he'd just be happy to be elected to the Dáil and is asking people to go out and vote for Fine Gael.
One thing we know, though, is that he doesn't want to form a coalition with a left-wing alliance of two or more parties. That's a no.
Yeah, he was speaking about this on the Irish Times Inside Politics podcast, and there's been this idea put forward by Labour leader Ivana Bacic and the Green Party that there would be a left-wing alliance of their parties and the Social Democrats, that they would agree a platform among themselves and then go to negotiate with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil after the election if the votes fall in that way. Simon Harris said he wanted to see a coalition of no more than three parties, saying that if you add in a fourth or fifth party, in his opinion, things become a bit unstable. And he also again ruled out any coalition deal with Sinn Féin, he says, on the basis of policy differences.
Mm-hmm. Looking again at the Morning Ireland interview, it was interesting to hear him address the Children's Hospital and what came up about that at the TV leaders debate. He said he had been pedantic and semantic about it. So tell us what he was talking about.
Yes, so the Children's Hospital, of course, there have been delays there and spiralling costs. On the upfront debate, he said that he hadn't personally signed the contract for the hospital when he was health minister. What he said at the time in the debate was the government of Ireland made a decision to build the National Children's Hospital and I was part of the government. He had been facing quite a bit of criticism that was him trying to shrug off responsibility, but he said again today there's no evasion of responsibility and the buck stops with him. And he was also asked, Claire, about another matter when he was health minister, when he gave a commitment to reduce waiting times for scoliosis surgery for children to 4 months. And he said that he had passed that information on that he had been given from the Director General of the HSE. He also said on that matter that progress is being made and he's vowed to fix this issue for once and for all. And also in that interview, Claire, he was asked about housing and about Fine Gael's record there. Homelessness increased by 41% over Fine Gael, house prices rising by 10%. He said that house prices will come down as the country gets closer to building 50,000 to 60,000 homes a year and the progress is being made. He also rejected the idea that the Help to Buy scheme is inflationary. He said lack of supply is what's pushing prices up and added the scheme isn't perfect but it's important.
Okay, well let's look now at what's happening today, because we are going to have more policies published today, aren't we, Una? Ranging from things like drugs decriminalisation all the way to Irish unity. So what's going to to be happening?
Yeah, a whole mixed bag, Claire. So Independent Ireland are unveiling their manifesto in Athlone. They've a promise to create a new Department of Efficiency and Reform aimed at cutting government waste. The Green Party, they're focusing on their basic income for carers commitment. Social Democrats are launching their youth manifesto, while Labour's publishing plans to end low pay and give employees more power. And People Before Profit, meanwhile, they're unveiling a plan to decriminalise drugs and make cannabis legal.
All right, Una, thank you very much. And a reminder, all of the declared candidates, you'll find them on the RT News website, rte.ie/constituencies. And if you want even more election coverage, Barry Lenehan is updating all of the Know Your Constituency episodes with the very latest on the ground wars in your areas and how the 43 races are shaping up now that nominations have closed. So you can listen and subscribe to it wherever you listen to your podcasts. We're going to cross to Bangkok after the break. We'll be getting the latest on a number of tourists who've died in Laos following a suspected methanol poisoning.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.